healing declarations. Instructions. Declare these scriptures and affirmations over and over until you can say them from memory. These scriptures are your prescription from the great physician to take daily for divine healing as needed and as often as needed and even until no longer needed, but to still continue to take, to walk in continuous divine health. Speak them out loud, firm and strong. I declare that I am healed. Jesus already took and bore all my sicknesses and carried all my pains upon himself. So I do not have to bear them or carry them at all. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I was healed. And I am now completely made whole. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:16-17. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare the sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. My Father has bruised Jesus and made him sick to make his soul an offering for sin, to see me as his seed made whole. Isaiah 53:10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus frees me from the law of sin and death. It has set me free. It continually frees me, and it keeps me free. All pain, sickness, and disease is part of the law of sin and death, of which I am free because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free and continues to free me always. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me, and that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now quickens my mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in me. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Jesus broke his body for me so that I may be made whole. 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, Eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. According to my faith, so be it unto me. I have the faith of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Matthew 9:29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Jesus took my infirmities and bore the sicknesses, so I no longer have to take them or bear them. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare the sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy me, but Jesus came so that I may have life, and that more abundantly. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. My soul blesses you, Lord, and all that is within me blesses your holy name. My soul blesses you, Lord, and forgets not all your benefits. You forgive all my iniquities. You heal all my diseases. You save my life from destruction. You crown me with tender mercies. You give my mouth good things, so my youth is renewed as the eagle's. Psalm 103:1-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, who said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Lord Jesus, I touch you now by the Spirit and receive the power that flows from you through the Holy Spirit and am made whole. Mark 5:30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Mark 5:34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Jesus, your name and my faith in your name has made me strong and perfectly sound. Acts 3:16. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. I desire that I am completely healed and made whole in Jesus' name, and I believe that I have received it and I now have it. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I say unto this mountain, be removed, and be cast into the sea, and I do not doubt in my heart, but I believe that those things which I say shall come to pass. I shall have whatsoever I say, and I say that I am already healed. I do not say what I do not want, but only say those things that I want. Mark 11:23. For I verily say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Thank you, Jesus, for proving your love to me. Thank you for healing me by your stripes. Thank you for caring for me. You have made me completely whole. I love you, Jesus.